Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Kumarap sa publiko upang ipagtanggol ng Deputy Prime Minister at leader ng Partido Nationals, Barnaby Joyce, ang dating Resource Minister Matt Canavan matapos ang dinasang pagbitiw niya mula tungkulin. Nagbitiw sa tungkulin sa gabinete si Senator Canavan matapos niyang mapag-alaman na may pinanghahawakan siyang Australian-Italian dual citizenship. Ay katlong mambabata sa Senado na naapektuhan ng issue ng dual citizenship nitong huling dalawang linggo. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Rangi Hirini na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Ayon sa mambabatas mula Queensland ng Partido National, Senator Canavan, kinuha ng kanyang ina ang Italian citizenship para sa kanya, ngunit di ito ipinaalam sa kanya hanggang noong nakarang linggo. Ani Matt Canavan, sinabi lamang ng kanyang ina ang kanyang pagkakaroon ng tinatawag na dual citizenship matapos ang naganap ng iskandalo sa Partido Greens kaugnay ng nasabing usapin.
Until last week, I had no suspicion that I could possibly be an Italian citizen. In 2006, my mother lodged documents with the Italian consulate in Brisbane to become an Italian citizen. In doing so, it would appear that she made an application for me to become an Italian citizen as well. I was 25 years old at the time.
Ang mga senador mula Partido Greens, Larissa Waters at Scott Ludlam ay nagbitiw mula federal na parlamento nang napag-alaman nilang bunga ng kanilang dual citizenship. Hindi sila maaaring tumakbo para halalan. Nagbitiw si Scott Ludlam bunga ng kabiguang i-renounce ang kanyang pagmamayang New Zealand, habang si Larissa Waters ay nagbitiw ilang araw matapos ang pagbitiw ni Scott Ludlam dahil hindi rin niya na-renounce ang kanyang dual citizenship sa Canada. Isinalarawan ni Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce si Senator Canavan bilang isang yaman para sa bayan at nagsisikap na makahanap ng solusyon sa problema.
I'm hoping that this thing is resolved as quickly as possible, and then after that, we can reassess the situation and hopefully get Matt back into his job.
Sinabi ni Barnaby Joyce na may sapat na kakayahan ang dating Resources Minister at nakakagulat ang buong kaganapan o sitwasyon.
This has happened without his consent, and he was 25 years old at the time, and without his knowledge. He never signed a form. Yeah. And of course, one would presume that if something happens without your knowledge and without your consent, then it's probably an invalid process.
Di tulad ng dalawang naunang mambabatas mula Partido Greens, sa Australia isinilang si Matt Canavan.
I have become aware that according to the Italian government, I am a citizen of Italy. I was not born in Italy, have never been to Italy, and to my knowledge, have never stepped foot in Italian consulate or embassy.
Ayon kay Senator Canavan, nabatid niya ng kanyang inay kumuha muli ng Italian citizenship, ngunit wala siyang kaalaman na naging isang Italian citizen din siya sa prosesong iyon. Ayon sa pakipag-usap ng Labor Front Bencher Tony Burke sa ABC, wala pa siyang nakikitang parlamento tulad ng kasalukuyang parlamento. Matapos ang isang taong panunungkulan, ngayon pa lamang napag-aalaman kung lumabag sa saligang batas ang mga nahalal o hindi.
Certainly from the way he's explained it, I don't think anyone can be on the face of it blaming him for it if he has never been to Italy and had no way of knowing. Certainly I know in the Labor Party the checks are pretty fierce that are conducted by our national office when anyone nominates. And I remember when Malcolm Turnbull was gloating and was a bit vicious at times about the Greens making some of these errors. I did have a thought of, well, be careful of going too hard at this moment in time. And now that looks exactly like what's happened to a very senior minister.
Sinabi naman ng Attorney General George Brandis na ihahay ng pamahalan ng issue sa mataas na hukuman sa pagbabalik at pagbubukas muli ng parlamento.
We are in the process of taking advice from experts in Italian citizenship law. It is the government's preliminary view that because the registration was obtained without Senator Canavan's knowledge or consent, that he is not in breach of Section 44 of the Constitution.
Ayon sa saligang batas, ang sinumang tao na kinilala ang katapatan at pagsunod o pagbigay sa anumang kapangyarihan sa ibang bansa o isang tinatawag na subject o mamayan o ay may karapatan sa kapangyarihan at pribilehiyo o mamayan ng ibang bansa, hindi siya maaaring mapili o manungkulan bilang senador o miyembro ng House of Representatives.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.